Anyway, there's a beautiful pasuk. There's a couple very simple but plain and beautiful chazal over here. The pasuk in Mechosai talks about the psukim, talk about the brachas and the kolos. It starts off talking about Mechosai Terechu. If you go in my chukim, so the first famous Rashi says, what does that mean? Mechosai Terechu, what does it mean? It's referring to the person Amel B'Torah. I check out the Rashi, I didn't put it on the sheet, but that's what the Rashi over there says, that the initial part of the first step of the of this Bechos HaTerechu is the person has to be Amel B'Torah. And that's when all those brachas come that the Pasuk talks about, right? And if I get on the other hand, if a person is not on B'Torah, so it goes down, seven madregos, so he gets all the kolos. But the initial thing is, the good side is, if a person is Amel B'Torah, then he's zocha to tremendous brachos. And the Pasuk says, what are we referring to at the end? Pasuk Tes, Ufanisi Aleichem, Vifreisi Eschem, Rebeisi Eschem. I will turn towards you, and I will be mafri you, multiply you, Rebeisi Eschem, Vakimosi Esbrisi Idchem. Says Rashi, what's Ufanisi Aleichem? Efne Mikol Asokai, Lushalem Sechorchem. Because you did these mitzvos, because you're on B'Torah, I will go ahead, I'll pay you back. How do I do that? After Mikol Asokai, I will turn aside from all my asokai, from all my business, so to speak. I want to pay you schar. Mashal Mahadavar Domer, what is it similar to? Melech Shachar Polim, like a king who hired a bunch of workers. Right? Continue with the Ikar Sitzchum, Yud. V'yavdur Ma'at, and they worked for him. All the workers worked for him a certain amount. Nothing extensive, but a certain amount they worked for him. Brak echel mehem ovar harbe. One of them worked a lot. All the rest of them did a little work, and the rest of them worked a small amount. But one person worked a tremendous amount. When the king came to give them their reward, to write the checks out, Omer, he said. He told this one person worked very hard. Hamte ma'at, wait a little bit. Ad shalem lepolim hacherem es matzchorim. Amigilahem. Let me first take care of these guys who did some basic work. They worked a couple hours, a couple days, whatever it was, small amount. Let me take care of them. Please wait till I do them first. Raman yimsog is man rav l'shalem gamulcha scharcha harav. So then I'll have time to go ahead and have enough time to pay you the tremendous chai you deserve. And the nimshol is obvious. The nimshol, the same thing over here also. Hashem says, I'll set aside special time for you. I'll first take care of all the people who are not involved in this, which means not amelos b'torah, not on b'torah. I'll go ahead and I'll pay you afterwards. You're the on b'torah, you deserve special reward. That's the pasuk, the Rashi, and the Medrash. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, I saw, says something very beautiful, very simple, Kol Chatzir. He says, what are we talking about over here? He says, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu goes ahead, I think it's brought the tefillah, I think, on Rosh Yom Kippur, that Hashem is bochen kol olam, danes kol olam, beskira achas, I think the Russian is, like in one sweeping swoop, like with one glance, I think it means, right? Hashem, you know, even using his terminology, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things like that. Doesn't take too much time, doesn't take too much effort on his part, right? They're all like simple deals for him. That's how Hashem normally does. That's how Hashem normally judges the world, how Hashem takes care of the people. It's a beskira achas, in one glance, and one swipe, so to speak. Over here, Hashem tells us, no, there's something special about this. This, again, referring to Amelos B'Torah. When a person is involved in the mitzvah Amelos B'Torah, so there's a special deal. Hashem says, you know, I can't, you're not a regular person, right? What's a regular person? We're talking about someone who did all the mitzvahs, tarig mitzvahs, or let me say, taryab, right? All 612 minus amelos b'torah, right? Did all the mitzvahs. He did the matzah, and the maror, and all the staka, and davin, the yerushamayim, oyv Hashem, everything he did, all the mitzvahs, did all of them. So that, okay, Hashem said, listen, they get schar. Tremendous amount of schar, no question about it. Not to belittle that schar for that. But that does not compare, right? Hashem does not have to set aside time for the rest of the mitzvahs. What he has to set aside time, kav yochel, whatever that means. It doesn't mean set aside time, but just to let us understand what he means, Hashem says, for this mitzvah, Melos B'Torah, the schar is so enormous. I have to go ahead and set up special time for you. I'll take the other guys first, the plain guys, the guys who just did the 612 mitzvahs, all the rest of them, I'll take care of them. Take a second or two, whatever, skira, you know, I give the schar, not to belittle that. But when it comes to the schar for an Om B'Torah, it's so beyond our imagination, so much more. Hashem says, for that, as compared to everything else, put aside time. I can't just do it like that. It's a whole different world, a whole different sphere, a whole different level of perspective of how much schar a person gets. And that's for what? For that Melos B'Torah. So Rabbo says, just a, you know, very simple chizuk for us, that you know, the reason why we talk about Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam, because we have to hear, it's not just a bigger mitzvah, not just the biggest mitzvah. It's such the biggest mitzvah that you can say, Hashem says, it's a different category. I have to put aside time. I can't do it. I can normally take care of my regular business. You're like the poel who was beloved to his master because he was involved in so much, you know, work for the king. The king says, "Listen, I'll take care of those guys first. Get the small guys out of business first. Take care of them out of the way, then I'll take care of you guys." So that Rabosai is just a machazik ourselves when it comes to not just learning Torah. It's amelus b'Torah. It's harvanian Torah. Right? Learning Torah is also, even that's connected to kulam. But what he's talking about over here is the amelus b'Torah, which is so beyond our asaga, and it's so valuable and so chashuv. And you want to make the millions. This is where you make the millions. You make the millions in amelus b'Torah. That's how you make the millions. That's the first chazal. This is called chasir. Recognize we're talking about the amelus b'Torah over here. That mitzvah vis-a-vis all the other mitzvahs. Number two, Rabosai, the Rosh Yeshiva mentioned. It's medrash rabbi. Let's read it together. Rab Levi b'shem Rab Chama. Rabbi Chanina, right? Omar, chukim. What's pshat? B'kosat erechu, the chukim. She'em chakukim al yetzer hara. Why is pshat? Why are they called chukim? These mitzvos, right? They're chakukim. They're embedded, right? They're chiseled in upon the yetzer hara, to protect the yetzer hara. Hadu iksiv, hoi hachokikim chikei oven. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but there's a whole pirush of the side over here. Omar Levi. Mashal makom adrimon, some kind of a big, large area. Some say it's a palace. Different mahogas. What it means? Shu meshubash begeis. There's a lot of geis. A lot of armies there. A lot of people fighting. Masa melach hoshev bo kosterinos b'shtil shomer. Put some people there to watch it. And basically, he had to have someone take care of his beautiful palace or his large area to protect it. He put the kosterisa. That's the protective device. The protection for it. So. Kacham Rakosh Baruch Hu, Torah Kriya Oven. Torah is called an oven. It's called a rock. It's like solid rock, Torah. The Yetzirah Kori Oven. And the Yetzirah is also a rock. How do we see? Torah Kriya Oven, Shnemar, Es Luchos Oven. The Torah Mitzvah, right? The Luchos Oven. The Torah Mitzvah is referring to the Torah Mitzvah is the Luchos Oven. Right? It's like a rock. Torah is like a rock. Yetzirah Kori Oven. The Yetzirah is also called a rock. The Ksiv. Vasirosi Es Reiv Ho Oven. I'll take out the lave, the rock hard heart from your skin, from your body. Torah Evan, yes, Torah Evan, Evan Tishmor Esav Evan. So the Shiva said very pashut. I think the vort was, as you see, it's not just as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter we know talks about the Yesahara. What's the Yesahara? There's two types of Yesahara. So it's the outside Yesahara and the inside Yesahara. What is the outside Yesahara? It's the general Yesahara. Hashem puts a Yetzer, a feeling, a drive in the world to cause a person to do bad, do evil, whatever it is. Not a special drive for a certain specific, you know, type of hanhaga, but just as long as it's not there, as long as it's evil, Hashem says, I put the Yetzer in the world to challenge you. That's what Rabbi Yisrael calls the outside Yetzer Hara, Mulchutz, on the outside. There's also the internal Yetzer Hara, right? The internal Yetzer Hara, which is the physical drive that a person has. It's part of him. He wants to eat that. He loves delicious treif ice cream. He loves the ham sandwich. He loves that. He loves the erev. He loves that arayas. He loves the immorality. Whatever he loves, he wants that. That's inside the Yetzer Hara. That's what the pasuk is talking about over here, right? Vasirosi, the Yetzer Hara is called an evan. What is an evan? A slave or evan. The slave or evan. The heart is, that's the inside the Yetzer Hara. That a person has a tremendous desire inside to do certain things. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. So how do we fight this Rabosai? So he says, we have the Torah, is also called the Evan. That's the famous Chazal. Barasi is Torah, Barasi Torah Tavlinva. Torah is the Tavlin. Torah is the means, the mechanism by which we fight the Yetzer Hara. So how does it work? So you have the inside Yetzer Hara. A person develops that feeling, I want, he has a bad, negative, you know, desire for something evil, something wrong. I have a desire for that unkosher behavior. I want to do that. That's my goof, that's my body, it's my internal Yetzer Hara. That's my Evan inside me. So therefore, what counteracts is the Torah. Right? It's not just, and Rabbi Shlomo always says, Torah is referring to the Torah mitzvahs, right? Both the Torah, the learning of Torah, the mitzvahs, the yashus, the taras halev, that mitzvahs apply, provide rather, in a conjunction with the mitzvah b'spilus. That's how a person changes. He utilizes Torah to change his internal yetzer hara, internal Evan, because it requires an Evan, right? So we have to have both things. On one hand, we have an Evan inside us. It's a mamish, it's there, it's real. I don't mean a physical stone, but it's something as powerful as a rock. It's inside us, and that causes us to go ahead and do inappropriate behavior, right? Things which are wrong. On the other hand, we have to call out the power of Torah, the Torah Tavlin, which is Torah mitzvahs. That's also an Evan, that's a rock. We have a super, you know, nuclear atomic bomb that we have at our disposal to go ahead and utilize to kill that other rock, which is Yetzer Hara. That's what we do. The Rashi gave an example, which is a different Kiddush, or a Nacha Kiddush, but it's not just that it uproots and it kills and it changes the Yetzer Hara. As a person, simply speaking, has a drive for tarfus, he has a drive for treif ice cream. So the more a person focuses on, you know, he doesn't like that, and he doesn't. It's treif, and it brings him terrible averos and terrible punishment. It's wrong and all that, and therefore he might not want so much anymore. It lessens his desire, but it also the Torah creates a foundation. It creates a strong, I guess that's the word, strong foundation inside a person, so that, you know, Chazal talk about the tzitzis and the tefillin. These are special things a person wears. And he sees it, he wears it, he feels special skulo, so to speak. It helps the person avoid the Yetzer Hara. How does that work? How does tefillin help the person wears it, he feels it, yeah, fine. The way it works and the way you're looking at the wearing tzitzis works is because the person has the tzitzis and that can trigger. It can trigger the internal Yetzer Tov, which a person created through Torah. So a person learns Torah, he has the tremendous gutzkeit, a desire for Torah and beautiful and poor things inside him. So it's triggered and lit up, so to speak, when he puts his tzitzis on, he puts his tefillin on. He feels, he's excited about it, and because he's a good person, he has that good, solid Evan of Yetzer Tov inside him, the Torah inside him. So that's the crucial part. The crucial part is a person has to develop, has to learn Torah, number one, tremendous schar. He has to do mitzvahs and do Torah, because that's the power which kills the Yetzer Hara, and it gives us the wherewithal to embed within ourselves a tremendous foundation of Kedush and Taurus, so that when someone does a small little thing, it's a spark which explodes and causes the Yetzer Tov and the Torah to explode, and therefore allow us to do good things. That's how we change ourselves. We change the internal being and allow it to be enlarged and tapped into when we do even small mitzvahs. That's the power of this. Remember, so Torah is crucial. Torah is so much star, and only Torah can go ahead and which is a rock. Only Torah, which is a rock, can go ahead and uproot and help us overcome that Halvi Yetzer Hara.